On this day, May 11th, 1846, an American war of conquest begins, which was inspired by slavery and religion. What was it? We'll talk about it. Let's get started. On this day in 1846, President James K. Polk went to Congress to ask for war with Mexico, and Congress obliged. Thus began the Mexican-American War. But there's much more to it than just the facts of the war. Here's how it came about. To understand it, we have to dig into the history a little bit and understand people's thinking. Let's look at President Polk. He was a devout Presbyterian. He didn't smoke, drink, or gamble, and he frowned on those who did. Sam Houston actually said the problem with Polk was that he drank too much water. Now, though Polk frowned on what he considered immoral behavior, he had no qualms about using any opportunity he could to justify war if it meant expanding the country. Now, his morals kept him off the booze, but not off the battlefield. You see, Polk believed, like many in that day, in manifest destiny. Now, what's that? It's the belief that God ordained the United States to occupy all the land from the Atlantic to the Pacific. And this religious faith was curiously warlike. It started with the Oregon Territory. Polk's motto was 54-40 or fight. And all the patriots agreed, 54-40 or fight. And Polk got Oregon. Well, then there was the Mexican War. And here's how it played out. There was a border dispute between Mexico and Texas around the Rio Grande, and Southerners took the side of the Texans because slaveholders were moving there, and Southerners wanted that territory as large as possible because it was part of their plan to extend the evil institution of slavery all the way to the Pacific. Now, Southern leaders were ready to declare war if Mexico stepped foot, even if they stepped a toe on the disputed territory. However, there were some Northern statesmen who said that kind of bloody land grabbing would be unjust. There were those who stood against it. Polk held the Southern view and took steps to provoke Mexico. So he sent General Zachary Taylor into the disputed area to hold the Rio Grande Valley. Now the Mexicans basically said, hey guys, get off our property, and they sent soldiers across the river to make their message loud and clear, and there was a skirmish. Now Polk got what he wanted. So on this day, May 11th, 1846, Polk told Congress Mexico, quote, invaded America. And Congress said Mexico started a war, as they said, notwithstanding all our efforts to avoid it. Now, note that language, all their efforts to avoid it. Note that very carefully. Congress immediately sent 50,000 troops to the area. Now, there were those who opposed this action. One Whig representative from Illinois stood out. You might have heard of him. His name is Abraham Lincoln, and I'm drinking coffee out of a cup with his face on it right now. In opposition to Polk, Lincoln proposed his spot resolutions. These resolutions called upon President Polk to provide Congress with the exact location, the exact spot on which American blood was spilt. Lincoln was basically challenging Polk. Now, the first resolution asked whether the spot on which American blood was shed, as Polk claimed, was or was not within the territory of Spain, at least after the Treaty of 1819 until the Mexican Revolution. The second resolution said whether that spot is or is not within the territory which was wrested from Spain by the revolutionary government of Mexico. Lincoln pushed his spot resolutions so hard, people started calling him Spotty Lincoln. Lincoln's resolutions were ignored by the House, and here's the kicker. Democrats said Lincoln's resolutions were, you ready for it? Now, you've heard this song before. You ready for it? Unpatriotic. Ah, but of course, heresy, heresy, I say. I never knew there was gambling in this establishment. They call him unpatriotic. Lincoln wasn't a pacifist. He was merely questioning Polk's actions in this rush to war. Now, a few years later, Lincoln supported for president the man who led the war, Zachary Taylor. So it wasn't that he was a pacifist. He questioned the justness of this particular war. Now, Polk's view of manifest destiny and Southern slavery interests conspired to make war. Polk claimed soldiers fell on American soil when, in fact, they had actually fallen on disputed territory. The American people celebrated the victory while overlooking the dubious nature of the war. After all, they got more territory. The Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo of 1848 gave the conquerors California, Nevada, Utah, Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, Wyoming, and Texas. General Grant confessed in his personal memoirs that the Mexican War was a war of conquest against a weaker power. True patriots love their country, but they never justify their unjust acts. A true patriot promotes the virtue of his country.